Dylan, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Noah.
So you're the co-author of a new report called A Lot for a Little, Renewable Energy, Energy Efficiency, A Good Investment for Nevada. Why are those good investments?
What this paper shows is that we can essentially double the state's commitment to renewable energy and energy efficiency at very low cost. And the reason we would want to do that is because it reduces emissions, which helps us to address climate change. Capital investment would help create jobs. And by doing more renewable energy and more energy efficiency, we can lessen the state's dependence on out-of-state fossil fuels, which is pretty high right now.
You mentioned cost briefly. I just want to ask you about that because I'm curious to know why the average everyday Nevadan should really care about where their power comes from. I mean, natural gas is currently at a pretty low price. So why should Nevadans care about this movement towards renewable energies?
So natural gas is very cheap right now, but natural gas has a history of being a very volatile fuel. And while natural gas is probably cleaner than coal from a greenhouse gas emissions point of view, it's still a fossil fuel and it still has impacts in its extraction. And if we care about addressing climate change in the medium and long term, then we need to increasingly get our electricity from more renewable sources. And also, I think a good point is that Nevada doesn't really have fossil fuel resources, but they have so much sunshine and some of the nation's best geothermal resources. So this is a way for Nevada to produce its electricity in Nevada. And Nevada has great transmission connections to its neighbors like California, and there is a big export opportunity here.
You say in the report that Nevada's energy policies need updating, so I want to know what specifically are you referring to and what needs to be done?
I'm referring to one policy in particular, and that's the Renewable Portfolio Standard, the law that sets how much renewable energy utilities like NV Energy are required to get from renewable sources like solar and geothermal. And Assemblyman Brooks's bill, Assembly Bill 206, would increase that amount from the current 25% by 2025 standard to a 50% by 2030 standard with a goal of 80% by 2040. So, you know, those are a lot of numbers I just threw out. But what that means is the extra renewable energy by 2030 is about the renewable energy that would be needed to power 500 or so thousand Nevada homes for a year. Nevada's Renewable Portfolio Standard, I think, was once one of the leading in the country, but it's sort of fallen behind recently.
But what's the business incentive for some of these utilities or these grid operators to get into the game?
So the incentive really lies with companies that develop and sell to utilities renewable energy projects. You know, there are two ways to structure an incentive. This is sort of a minimum requirement. And then there's the overarching federal policies that help make renewable energy really cheap right now, the solar and wind tax credits.
The report also dives a little bit into employment, and it says that last year solar jobs increased 25% and wind jobs 32%. So what kind of growth are we seeing here in Nevada, and how do we keep that momentum going?
Nevada was one of the few states where the amount of solar jobs actually declined last year. As part of this report, we didn't directly look at the employment impact of going to 50% renewable energy by 2030. But what we do have is some idea of the scale of investment that would be necessary to meet that target. And we think that it would lead to around $3.3 billion of capital investment in the Nevada economy.
Dylan Sullivan is a senior scientist for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Dylan, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Noah.